This is lesson number 3 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. And we are up to today, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah He. The first Perek, the fourth and fifth Mishnayos. In the previous Mishnah, we had a list of categories which are obligated in challah while exempt from ma'asros. In this Mishnah Dalet, we have a list of items which are chayav in ma'asros but exempt from challah. The first list are grains which you might be able to produce from them some type of a bread-like food, but they are not one of the five species of grain which we have been studying about. For example, rice, or what we today call corn, Indian corn, or other kinds of legumes out of which a bread can be made, beans, peas, etc. So, of course, these things are obligated in ma'asros, because to be obligated in ma'asros, what is required is that the product be a foodstuff, an ochel, and that it grow from the earth, gidulo min ha'oretz. It's a much broader category that includes every vegetable under the sun, and every fruit under the sun, way beyond the five species of grain of chita, seora, etc. So the Mishnah begins, Elu chayovin b'ma'asros, ufiturin min hachalo, ha'orez, which usually is translated as rice, v'hadochen, which is often translated in Yiddish as hirz, in English it's sometimes translated as maize, M-A-I-Z-E, v'hapirogim, another type of legume, v'hashumshimin, sesame seeds, v'hakitnios, a whole variety of beans and peas and peanuts, etc. So these are not obligated in challah. They're not one of the five minim, but they are obligated in masros because they are ochel and gidulam min ha'oretz. Ufachos mechameshes revoim batvua. Similarly, if you have a quantity of flour less than chameshes revoik hakav, less than 5 lugim, less than approximately 2.5 liters, then even if it's from wheat, barley, whatever, you're not obligated in challah, but you're still obligated in ma'asros. The chiyuv of ma'aser is not dependent upon quantity. The chiyuv of challah is. And now another list. And for this, we have to understand that in order for something to be obligated in challah, it has to have certain of the characteristics of bread. Namely, it has to be baked in an oven. And secondly, it has to be what's called belila ava. When you take flour and mix it with water, that's called belila. Obviously, you can take a little flour and a lot of water. You will not get a bread-like dough. You will get something much thinner. That's called belila raka, a thin mixture. Belila ava is when you take a lot of flour and a little water and make what we visualize as dough. So the Mishnah now lists various kinds of pastries, crackers, cookies, biscuits, which do not have these qualities of belila ava or ma'afei tanur. One of them is called hasufganin. Sufganin is related to the word sfog, which in turn is related to the word sponge. It's a kind of a spongy donut type of pastry, which has the quality of belila raka, a little dough, a lot of water. I'm sorry, a little flour, a lot of water. V'hadufshanin, dufshanin from the word dvash or honey, is some type of pastry which is fried in oil. Again, you can imagine certain types of donuts. It's fried in honey. Some say it is kneaded, K-N-E-A-D-E-D, in honey. So it's not the usual flour and water mixture, but rather it's flour and honey mixture. Veho eskriten. These are biscuits which are very watery. The mixture is a little bit of flour and a lot of water. And they are baked in a pan as opposed to an oven. So these things, and also chalas hamasres, which is dough, regular dough, which instead of being baked in an oven, is dipped into a liquid in a pan. So all these things, which are discussed, by the way, in the Gemara in Psochim Daf Lamed Zayin, are not ma'afei tanur. They are not baked in an oven, and therefore are exempt from challah. And similarly, hameduma. Now we learned when we studied together Mishnayos Meseches Trumos that if some truma falls into a quantity of chulin, and the proportion of chulin to truma is less than 100 to 1, so the truma is not botel, and the whole mixture is called meduma. And meduma is potter from challah, says the Mishnah. Why is meduma potter from challah? So the reason given is that meduma is, in a certain sense, itself truma. And challah has to be given as if it was the truma. The pasuk reads, Reishis arisoseichem challah torimu truma. So if something is not truma and you can give challah, but if something has a halacha of meduma, it is already in a sense truma and therefore exempt from challah. Mishnah Hay continues with the various kinds of cookies, pastries, which do not qualify for the chiyuv, for the obligation of challah. And one of them that we learned about was sufganin, this spongy type of pastry, which is, as I said before, belilo raka. It's very little, relatively little flour compared to the water, and it is compared to the water in the mix, and it is not baked in an oven. So the Mishnah says, Isa, say, suppose you have a dough. Shetchilosa sufganin. When you began to prepare it, you prepared it with a little flour and a lot of water, belila raka. And visofa sufganin. In the end, when you had the dough, you did something else to it which finished it off, perhaps frying it in oil like a donut, or cooking it in a pot like a knedel of some sort, but not baking it in an oven. So then it's sufganin and not bread, pitura min hachala. It's exempt from challah. Suppose, however, you have a different scenario. Trilosa iso. You began it with a belila ava, meaning you began it cooking it as regular dough. You took flour and water as if you were going to bake bread. V'sofas sufganin, and then, instead of cooking it in an oven, you took this heavy dough, which could have been bread had been put in an oven, and you fry it in oil, or you cook it in water in a pot. Or, suppose the opposite, t'chilosos sufganin, you began by making a belilo raka, a soft, very diluted mixture of flour and water. But the sofa isa, and you went and baked it in a oven, making out of it some type of biscuit. In these situations, since in the first situation, you started off with isa, with regular dough, balila ava. Or in the second situation, you ended up by putting it in an oven, then chayeves b'chala. You are obligated in challah. Now here, in this situation of tchilosa isa, something which starts off as dough, regular dough, balila ava, but then is sofa sufganin, is not cooked in an oven, but is not baked in an oven, but is cooked in a pot of water or fried in oil or whatever, we have a machlokes rishon. There are those who say that even if his original intention making the dough was to not bake it in an oven, but fry it in oil, nevertheless, since it started off with a belila ava, it's chayev and chala. Once it's dough, belila ava, it's chayev and chala, and no matter what you do with it, cook it, bake it, cook it, boil it, fry it, whatever, roast it, doesn't matter. It's still chayev and chala. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfos and Psochim Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. But there are others who say that no, if you made regular dough, belila ava, with the intention of making out of it some kind of a fried pastry or some kind of a boiled knedel of some sort, then it is not obligated in challah. But that our Mishnah is only in a situation where you started off with dough with the intention to make bread. And then you change your mind, nimlach achakach, to make out of it some fried or boiled type of pastry. Then you would be chayev and challah. But if you made dough with the intention originally to make out of it sufganin, then even though techilosa isa, it would be potter from challah. This is the opinion of the Rambam and the Rosh and others. And obviously, there are tremendous implications here for the halacha. We are studying Mishnayos. We will not get into the halacha lemaisa, except in very rare instances. The Mishnah concludes with something else, which is chayev and challah. And that is something called kenuf ka'ot. As the Mishnah concludes, v'chein ha-kenuf ka'os chayavos. Kenuf ka'os is usually translated as bread, already baked bread, regular bread, which then has been beaten into powder, crushed. So you take bread, for example, you take bread and toast it, and then you grind it in a grinder into little bits, not breadcrumbs, but little powdery substance. And the custom was to take that powdery substance of ground bread and to cook it and make it a dish, a cereal of some sort for children, for tinokos. That's kenuf ka'os. So the halacha is that knedel or whatever that you make out of this ground bread, bread powder, bread meal, like matzah meal, is chayev and challah, because it was tchiloson v'sofon isa. It was something made from regular dough, belila ava, and end result is it is still considered isa, dough, and chayev in challah. And so we have completed Mishnah Hay, which brings us to the end of lesson number 3.